Hello, my friends. It's time for the Morning Mindset again. I hope that's what you're looking for. My name is Kerry Green. We are here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. And I want to start today by telling you a little bit of a story. My son and I, my oldest son and I, years ago, started building a greenhouse in our backyard. We were just convinced we were going to be able to create this massive garden that would provide for his family and my family and all this kind of stuff. And so we did. We built a greenhouse. We put goat manure in the soil. I mean, we got it all ready, and we planted all kinds of stuff. Now, here's the crazy thing. Some things grew really, really well, and other things just didn't grow. And it was a very frustrating thing. And what we discovered was you have to amend the soil in various ways for various kinds of foods to grow and all kinds of things. But that non-growing garden was just such a frustration and a difficulty to figure out. Now, the reason I'm talking to you about a non-growing garden is because there is a deadly danger for us as Christians when we are not growing. Today, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 to get into that. But before we do, I want to ask you if you'd do me a little favor. Would you consider pausing this episode right now and using the sharing functionality on your podcast app to share this episode with somebody who you think might benefit from the Morning Mindset just as you have? That's a very simple way you can make an eternal impact in someone else's life by sharing God's Word with them today. Okay, before we dig into Ephesians 4, let's pray. We're going to ask the Lord to guide us as we understand what He's written to us in the passage. Lord God, we are grateful that you've given us your Word. It teaches us so much. Today, I ask that you would teach us about this danger of non-growth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, in our Christian Behavior series, we've been going through Ephesians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul has outlined all kinds of things that are great for us to understand when it comes to our Christian lives. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 13, or actually through 14 today, because we're going to be looking at this issue of non-growth and how the Apostle Paul says it's dangerous for us. He says, "And he, Jesus, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes." So that last portion there in verse 14 is really what we're beginning to key in on here. The Apostle Paul is telling us that God has given individuals, people, to be instruments that he uses in the church to cause us all to grow, to cause the entire church to grow. And he wants this to happen so that we reach maturity. And then in verse 14, he starts talking about what happens if we don't reach maturity. And this is that deadly danger that I'm talking about, the deadly danger of non-growth. He says, if we don't grow to maturity, we are like children being tossed to and fro by the waves. Now imagine that. Imagine a baby bobbing around in the water of the ocean and the waves just tossing them back and forth. I mean, what a stark image the Apostle Paul has given to us here. He wants us to see that our lack of growth is dangerous in that very same way. We're helpless if we don't get to a point of maturity, if we don't continually push ourselves to grow. And the growth comes through involvement in the local church, through the use of all these gifts and these people who are appointed for leadership to help us grow. He says, when we are tossed to and fro by the waves, we can be carried about by every wind of doctrine. Do you notice that? We're going to talk more about that in an upcoming episode, about doctrine and why it's important. But he is likening this to us being blown about by the wind as well, and by human cunning and by craftiness in deceitful schemes. I mean, nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes the danger and the harm that comes from being deceived. But the Apostle Paul is beginning here in verse 14 to warn us that this growth he's been describing and this Christian behavior that we need to be developing is vital to us. Because if we don't get it, if we don't grow, we are going to be vulnerable, just like that baby tossing about in the waves of the ocean. Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us today to really understand the importance of our need for growth, and that you have appointed a specific way for that growth to happen. We are not at liberty to say, I don't want to be a part of a local church, or I don't believe in organized religion. We don't have that liberty because you have appointed the people in the leadership of the church to help us grow. That's what you mean when you say apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers, and we need to submit to that. So give us eyes to see how we can get involved and begin spurring on our own growth for your sake. In Jesus' name. As we wrap up this episode, let me remind you, friends, we are not Christians because of the good things we do. We are Christians because we have received the free grace and forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. If you would like to know how you can be sure you are a Christian, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You will find that link in the description for this episode. And friends, I mentioned that I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me by writing directly to me at Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, at CarrieGreen, just like the color, .com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.